Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Coping with Financial Worries from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name is Mark Tyrrell and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. And to get the best from this download session, please now make sure that you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down comfortably. In just a moment, you'll find yourself able to profoundly relax and slip into a deep, restful trance. But right now, I'd like to draw your attention to a few interesting aspects about financial worrying. If you've been worrying about finances, then you may have been feeling insecure, stressed, or anxious. It may be that you have concerns for the continued well-being of your family, debts, and bills to pay. Financial insecurity can impact on your life in non-material ways too. It may result in loss of status or affect how you think about yourself and who you are. It's not easy to suddenly find yourself with a lower income. But as someone once said, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. A temporary loss of status can be a teacher that enables us to learn how to rise above what others think about us, as well as who we think we should be. It can also encourage us to find untapped strengths and resources. The point is, this period of your life can actually make you stronger, more resourceful, and eventually give you much greater self-respect. But what about the impact of worry itself? Worry from one area of life can sometimes leak out into other areas, like liquid escaping from its container and spreading, covering other things. So, relationships or work life may be affected by financial worry. Worry really needs to be contained and compartmentalized so that it stays manageable. This session will help you keep this under control. The way we focus mental energy is all important. If you spend all your time worrying, then energy seeps away. Energy that you need for other things like friends, family, and other interests. And of course, you're going to need your energy to respond to circumstances. It's important to appreciate the things that are going well, and remember to take time off from the worry to keep the worry where it really belongs, as part of your life, not as all of it. Of course, while your worries may be based on a very real set of circumstances, it's also wise to note the difference between misusing your imagination to invent a financially scary future to frighten yourself with, and using your imagination well to develop an objective view of the real challenges and opportunities that face you. Like the days of the week, the seasons of the year, and the waning of the moon, life is naturally cyclic. It's a cliche to say, nothing is permanent. But when we let ourselves get caught up in negativity, this insight is often lost. Financial distress may be what you're experiencing at the moment, but there may well be unforeseen opportunities in your current situation, like the opportunity to discover the real transformational power of hypnosis in your life. Worry is an indicator that something needs addressing, and worry is a tool, but it has a limited use, like any tool. Worry demands action. Fortunately, once we recognize that message and take action, the worry can immediately begin to diminish. It's done its job in alerting you to problem areas of life. This session will help you put away this tool of worrying so you can relax and enjoy other parts of your life. You may have heard that necessity is the mother of invention. It is at those times when you really need to act, when your survival depends on your actions, that you suddenly discover that you can pull out all the stops and find that reserve of determination within. After all, in the long evolution of the human race, many perished in the trials and tribulations of life before they could successfully produce offspring who would reach adulthood. But not your ancestors. The fact that you're here is proof that they came through, and you are the best of the best. And with that thought, you can prepare to go into trance now. And find yourself a comfortable and relaxed position. Where you are right now, while you listen to my voice. And if you haven't already done so, you can just let your eyes close. And it's important for you to find a way to relax, because you may have had a really worrying time. And people need to take time out from worries, just for a while, knowing you can recall them if you need to later, putting down the burden and relaxing. But this time now is free time, because everyone deserves a holiday after a period of effort, and the body needs to relax and rejuvenate, to be strong again the next day. And if you've been worrying, it's like doing overtime in your mind. And the mind needs rest too. Just as a painter needs to stand back from the painting to get the full picture, so this is the opportunity for you to just begin to deeply relax to the sound of these words. So you can observe your situation in new, more productive ways, and be open to new ideas, so you can tackle this state of affairs from many angles, with great comfort. And there are only two things one can do about worry, whether it's economic worry or some other kind. One can change how one thinks about the situation, or take action to change the situation. So, I invite you to take a few moments now and think about some of the things you can do to make a difference today. Even small things, maybe things you hadn't really noticed before, because it's scientifically proven that small changes inevitably lead to bigger ones. And you may have heard that if a butterfly flaps its wings in Brazil, it can lead to a tornado in Texas. So you can take a small action today that can have a big impact and reduce that worry. Because life is uncertain. We don't know who we might meet, what prospects might arise, from a chance encounter, a phone call. So take a few moments to concentrate on the things you can do to make a real difference. That's it. And once you've done all you can do in your mind and in your life, then it's time to switch off energy-consuming, energy-wasting, round-and-round thoughts. Almost as if you can sense that switch in your mind turned off, leaving you free and relaxed as you take this time to feel this developing rest in your arms. From my words, that physical comfort flowing into your fingers right now as you breathe soothing calm through your wrists and forearms, the front and back of your arms, and rest deeply all down the muscles of your back, down into the pelvis. And as your legs really begin to feel so relaxed, now you can just start to focus your attention on the way those peaceful feelings can soothe and comfort those feet, and even those toes can really rest deeply right now. And even the most ferocious storm, sooner or later, passes into the distance. And you could hear those distant roars of thunder fading away, replaced by the sun shining through the clouds, warming your face again. Because it's all a matter of time, plays an important part in changing the way we view reality. When your mind is unconcerned with past or future, those old concerns can just float away and drift over the horizon, popping in the distance like soap bubbles, leaving you clear and so relaxed. So when you think about this moment, hear and be present now, so you can have a presence in the present. When you concentrate so deeply on right now, then you can know the truth of things, because worry is a future-based misuse of imagination. And of course, it's wise to heed any warning as a sign of the need to prepare for what may come And when you do what is needed, then you can just let go of those thoughts. Because there are two things to worry about: things you can change and things you can't. And if you can change it, then you can relax. And if you can't change it for the time being, then you can just let it go and relax. And the only productive thing to do is allow yourself to be comfortable with the uncertainty. Relax in the face of it. And even trust that whatever will be, will be. And you'll deal with it when or if it arises, as you've always dealt with it, one way or another, and moved on. And you can understand the deep truth of this when you think back to childhood and all the wants and desires you had, and how you acted when you didn't get what you wanted. But every time you eventually got over it and left it behind, you may not even remember all those times now, because as you grow older, you have different priorities. You no longer scream if you can't have ice cream. And looking back, you may even smile inside at how trivial those issues were back then. They just don't compare to more recent concerns. But when you look forward to later times, you'll find that you have different priorities again. And one day, this day, will be 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 1,000 years ago. As people naturally do at different times, and you may look back from those future times and realize what is really important to you. And it's not the events, but how we act in the face of events. That's what's going to strengthen your confidence. That's what makes the difference. So you can look back and feel proud of who you're being in the present. And now is the perfect time for you to experience being the person you really can be. Resourceful and calm. Relaxed and clear-minded and strong. With this almost physical sense right now that you can almost feel your hands lifting up those worries, those unhelpful thoughts, unnecessary imaginings, and hurling them far into the distance, out of sight, leaving you so light and comfortable, cozy, warm and relaxed right now. when you think back, way back into the past of generations gone before you, imagining how they lived in reality, the hunters, the gatherers, the farmers, the warriors. Life was so much harder. And of course, people did not live as long as we do today, though life was simpler too. No cars, no TVs or computers. Things took time. Life was slower. People had to plan ahead, to store grain for the winter, perhaps go without one day, so there is enough for the next. And those civilizations had a certain knowledge, passed down from generation to generation, and now stored within your unconscious mind. All the information of your ancestry, the countless people from all over the world who survived and made it happen, who make up who you are. And this insight can be available to you, consciously and unconsciously. And you can search your mind for an old wisdom, perhaps an ancient wisdom of hardiness, determination, fortitude, and calm overview. And imagine what skills and qualities are going to be useful to you in dealing with economic uncertainties. And I invite you to begin to access those skills and qualities as if you are living them in your life right now, embodying all the knowledge and understanding of those who've gone ahead of you, who lived through drought, outlasted wars, endured disease, and became so strong and resourceful. Feel their strength, self-assurance, flowing into yours, their determination, filling your very being. You are the sum of thousands of years of evolution, and you are unstoppable. And in your mind right now, you can just begin, in a moment, to observe yourself doing all kinds of things and really enjoying them again. Like watching yourself over there, having compartmentalized other concerns and ideas, put them aside, and living right there in the moment, enjoying the present of the present moments. That's it. Just observing yourself from the future, from the very soon-to-be future, so relaxed and economic with your emotional energy, in flow, having good times again. That's good. And now it's time to gather up the flowers from this session and put them together into a single bouquet that lets you have a sense of peace and well-being whenever you see their magnificent colors in your mind, whenever you smell their sweet scents. And that sense you can have of knowing when to relax, when to recharge your energy, and can be invaluable to you. And you can remember this ever more profoundly every time you listen to these words, and as you start to reorientate yourself to this place, feeling recharged and rejuvenated, with a sense of vitality that enables you to deal effectively with any situation you face. And you're really going to notice this. Even what previously seemed insurmountable, generating fresh ideas on how to deal with events and emotions, and coming back gently in your own time, and that's it, just opening your eyes right now. Excellent, and welcome back. Remember to relax to this session every day for a week or so, and then just a few times a week after that, and you'll very quickly start noticing the benefits of the changes you've made. There are other associated downloads at hypnosisdownloads.com that you may find useful, such as Stop Worrying and Quiet Mind. My name is Mark Tyrrell. Thanks for listening, and the best of luck to you.